pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Well, welcome back. Final hour of the show. And since Saturday night, I know a lot of people can't wait for Monday's show. Kelly has to say about the hit, what fans say about the win. But you know what I've been looking for? Since about 11:30 Saturday night, I've been saying to myself, I can't wait for this moment when I get to say, legend is next.
Yeah, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, the king. Yes, stand up. The king, Nick Saban, going back to his throne, baby. Headed back to the throne. Woo! Headed back to the throne. And let me tell you something, Georgia Bulldogs, we're coming for your ass. We're coming for you. We're coming for you. You think you're going to three-peat with an easy TCU this year? Uh-oh, baby. We're coming for you. Coming for you, dog. Coming for you. Woo! That's how you do it, Paul. That's how you do it, baby. I see you renewed your Alabama fan card this morning, Paul.
Yeah. I was able to get that last seat on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I was sitting there with Nick Saban riding the bus. I said, oh, hold up.
Hold on.
He ain't got a Tennessee shirt on. He's got an Alabama shirt on. Pick up, Paul. Pick him up. Woo,
that's how you do it. Bye-bye, Kirby. Save me a seat.
Yep, get off that Kirby bus. I'm going to tell you something, Georgia. You think Missouri shook you up. Wait till Dallas Turner get a hold of your ass back. Bad attention! That's how you play football. That's how you play football, baby. Y'all want to wake the Giant? Y'all want the Giant to wake up? Well, he's a wolf. Now you don't like it. They hit too hard. They hit too dirty. They too nasty. You want to wake that five-star up. You woke him up, baby. You woke him up. Paul, I'd like to give you my 5 hot takes of the week right quick. If I could, I'll make them quick. Number 5, hot take of the week of college football, analytics. Oh, my God, analytics. Would somebody please tell the person who came up with analytics out back and just whoop the hell out of them? I'm so sick of sorry coaches talking about analytics. The Kansas State coach, you're so stupid, dude. Texas wasn't going to sniff the end zone. Their offense had went completely cold. You talking about analytics on the 4-yard line. Kick it and go in the goatee again, dude. That's just stupid. Give me a coach who can think and beat the hell out of whoever came up with analytics. Number 4, J.K. Woo! They can't. I'm waiting on that song, brother. I'm waiting on that song. I want to tell you what happened Saturday night. Nick Saban choked your ass out. He took that dadgum turnover chain and choked you out, brother. He choked you out. And here's the thing, JK. You running out of teams, dude. Who's next? Kentucky! It ain't basketball season, dude. It ain't basketball season at all. Number 3, all aboard the Lane Train. All aboard the Lane Train. As we go through the state of Oxford here, the town of Oxford, look to your right. There's the beautiful women. Look to your left. There's the scenery. Oh, wait a minute. There's a Dumbo on the track. We're not going to be able to stop. Splat! That's pitiful, Dumbo. 0-9 in your last 9 SEC road games, dude. That is friggin' pathetic. And you know what's even more pathetic? You made $1 million a dadgum game in them 9 games. Lane just made you his Mitch. You are officially Lane Kiffin's Mitch, Dumbo. I can't wait till you get your ass ran off the Middle Tennessee State. I can't wait, dude. Number 2. Brian Kelly. Smack! Nick Saban smacked you, dude. You were standing in the ring with Jim Ross with your little SEC West belt, and Nick Saban came out from underneath the mat and got in the ring and bam over your head. Bam over your head. Ran your ass back to the dressing room where you belong, got back in the ring and said, the king has returned to his throne. I told you you was a fraud, Kelly, and LSU's going to figure it out. You a good coach, you ain't a great coach. Talking about you ain't got the dogs. You at LSU. Put me at LSU in 2 years, I'll have 30 dogs. What the hell you talking about you ain't got the dogs? No, you ain't got the coaching ability, dude. I've been saying it. You a fake championship coach. You an average good coach. But as far as a championship coach, you a fraud. Run his ass off, LSU, back to Notre Dame where he belongs. And number one, Nick Saban. Apologize, brat. Apologize for I slap you. Apologize. National media, apologize. I want to hear an apology. All y'all counted him out, counted him down for the count. But the king rose up, slapped y'all, pimp slapped the hell out of every one of you, and let you know you don't challenge greatness. You don't challenge the king. You don't challenge the legend. Because when you do, they will rise, and they'll pimp slap the hell out of all of you and make you look like the fools you are forever doubting the friggin' GOAT. Shout out to Danny Shad in New York, the Black Hat Club! Twirl! Loves you Friday, dude. Great thing, man. The hell with Jim, talking about rushing 11 people. You ought to sit your old ass down. You don't know nothing about football, dude. Just shut the hell up. Legend has left the building.
Ooh. Boy, I think he saved the worst for Michael Bratton, didn't he? I mean, poor Bratton. He finished Bratton off. Shannon is up next. Shannon?
Hey, Paul. It is Shannon and Augusta. It's great to talk to you. It's kind of hard to follow Legend's enthusiasm, but I was hoping to make three quick points. First, we have had so much outrage and complaining and indignation on the show today. So I wanted to start on a note of gratitude. It was great meeting you in Athens a few weeks ago, and I think all of us would agree that you do great things for the conference and for the sport. And so I want to start with a thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Shannon. It was a pleasure.
Second, with respect to the targeting rule, the problem is that there is too much ambiguity, and it results in all of us debating the next week on whether a player was defenseless, whether there was a forcible blow as opposed to some other kind of blow, whether a player launched or not. And so my vote is we do away with targeting. Football is a very fast, violent sport. And if we want to keep the violence, which most of us do, while giving some measure of protection to the players, let's return to the good old-fashioned rule against spearing. We all understood what a spear was. So let's go to spearing. Let's go away from targeting. I think that would clear up a lot of this because half the time nobody understands the targeting rule. And the third point, Paul, as for Legend, the dogs may not have the elf on the shelf as quarterback this year, but I say bring it on, Legend. Bring it on, brother. We will see you in Atlanta, and go dogs.
Jordan is up next. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, Paul. How you doing this evening?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, look, man, these LSU fans, I really don't understand them. For them to say, about Jaden Daniels, well, what if this had happened or what if that had happened, if he had been in the game and hadn't come down with the concussion protocol, it would have been a completely game. All this what if that, what if this? I mean, Paul, that is absolutely ridiculous. Football is just like any other sport, Paul. It's a game of breaks. You get good breaks and you get bad breaks. So what? They got a bad break. We've been hearing this since 2009 when Colt McCoy went down in the Rose Bowl, Paul. And you know what? here's the matter. Here's the deal. Jaden Daniels wasn't going to stop Alabama's average offense from scoring 42 points. Okay? You know what I'm saying, Paul?
No, and here's the deal. I think everyone knew going in what the problem was going to be, and it was LSU's defense, and it proved to be a big problem.
Right. And here's the thing, you know, to say what if this, what if that, you know who says what if? Losers. Sore losers say what if, Paul. And, you know, and if you want to say what if this, Paul, what if Alabama runs the table, beats Georgia, makes it in the college football playoff, and wins another national title? Do you think anybody's going to be discrediting Alabama because, oh, you know, they took out or perhaps the best quarterback in the country during the LSU game? Do you think that's going to happen, Paul?
No, you hate to see it happen, but it is part of the game. It happens every week somewhere. There's a good call, there's a bad call, and you live with it. We'll take a short break. We are back right after.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. What an afternoon. Now early evening it has become. Jim is up next.
I'm having to wait till the drum stop beating. I can't hear myself or anything else. I want people to hear me, you know. I guess they've stopped, right, Paul?
I think everything is good.
Okay, it's good to hear from Swami. I'll tell you what's wrong. I got like Dallas Turner tonight. I was aggressive. And when I get too aggressive, I put my mouth right on the phone, and that's why it made it that noise like it made. It was horrible, and I'm sorry I had that, but that's exactly what it was. Can't you hear me now fine, Paul?
We hear you great, Jim.
I can't hear you, though. Something's wrong with you. What's wrong with you?
Well, Jim, I can yell, but...
No, well, I mean, I didn't think you were talking in the microphone. Anyway, let me go on with it.
How about
I wanna say something. That's fine. It doesn't matter what you say. I need people that need to hear what I say right now. Sharon, you had a pretty good call from Augusta, Georgia. I guess you know something about golf, and obviously you know something about a fool. And I'm talking about that guy you call Legend. He's no legend. That guy is named Legion. He's full of devils. He's a liar. And I don't understand. Nobody really understands why Paul props him up and sets him up and brags on him so much. I guess he thinks it's good for the show, but he's nothing but a Legion is nothing but a full-grown baboon. That's what he is. That's how he acts. That's how they act when you go to the zoo. They go crazy and act crazy. He is crazy. The guy is really crazy. He's done crazy things, and he's just pure, insane, insecure, and crazy. And that's why he calls people out like me, because he can't stand me, because he hates me, because I'm on page 54, and he never made it. He never will make it, because he's a maniac. Paul, I appreciate it. That's about all I have, except that dumbass Legion. Legion is his name, Shannon. Never forget it. And he knows nothing. He knows nothing about football. All he knows how to do is run his loud mouth. Full-grown baboon. Thank you, Paul.
Gunny is up next in Georgia. Hello, Gunny.
How you doing, Paul?
We are doing
I just
great.
Wanted to make a few comments. That's I was going to call you before Veterans Day and give my opinion about a few things. I coached football for about 30 years, and I played football in the Southeastern Conference. But, you know, I didn't play at Alabama. Alabama's I root for all of the schools in the Southeastern Conference when they're not playing Auburn. But, you know, that hit on the quarterback, and no way did Saban condone that or ask that to be happened. The kid didn't do it. If it's football, it's not ballet. If he did, they'd be out there in little tutus dancing around on their toes. It's a game of violence. And, he came, you've heard him, announcers say 100 times he came across on a blitz and with bad intentions. That's what he did. And just the thing happened in the game of football. It wasn't on purpose, no way, no legitimate coach, and certainly not Saban would condone asking somebody to put somebody out of the ball game. That's just one of the things that happens. You know, everybody on every team is bruised up a little bit and all that kind of stuff. And for people to use this as an excuse to jump on somebody or get after a coach about something, you know, it's in my opinion, it's ridiculous. How do you feel about it, Mr. Ball?
I agree with you, Gunny, and I don't know the game like you do, and I haven't seen it as closely of a fan and a commentator, but I don't know any coach, and I'll defer to you, who would ever instruct a player to purposely knock somebody out of a game. Have you ever heard that? I mean, maybe
no.
You have in high school ball, but I've never seen it at the highest level.
Not even high school ball, you don't. I mean, you see, even with a stadium with 100,000 people in it, we'll say Neyland Stadium up in Knoxville, right? Somebody's down, right? They don't clap when he goes down.
No.
They clap when he gets up and starts coming off the field.
Yeah, I mean, and these things, I mean, injuries, would it have changed the game? I don't think so. It would have, I mean, LSU would have been maybe more, I mean, they would have had a shot, but I didn't see much from LSU before that happened that was going to convince me that they were going to win the game.
It might have been a little closer game. He might have, you know, pull out one of his miracle runs or miracle passes or stuff like that. But even he doesn't feel it was. I'm sure he doesn't feel it was on purpose. It's just, it's one of the things. Nobody ever plans on getting hurt, and just like nobody ever plans on hurting somebody.
No, hey, listen, thank you very, very much. We appreciate your insight, Gunny, as somebody who played the game at the highest level. Miss Pat, who calls in this show at the highest level, is next.
Hey, Paul. My response to Jim is blah, blah, blah. He's just jealous of Legend, and Legend is always right on. But I was going to say I was really pulling for Alabama to beat LSU. They did. I was really pulling for Mizzou to beat Georgia. They didn't, but my Tigers won. But on Friday's program, I was watching it, and I actually took a shot, on my phone of Squirrel there, and I posted it on X thinking that he would like it. Well, after that, he blocked me and a couple of my other friends.
No, no, Pat, don't tell me that. So Squirrel blocked you on social media?
Yes, again.
That's horrible.
How many times is this? I don't know.
That is hard for me to believe that Squirrel would go around. I don't understand the whole blocking thing anyway, but.
But me, I'm so innocuous. I'm so nice.
I think I'm going to start blocking everybody that criticizes the show, Randy.
Well, it won't be me. Thank you, Paul. Love your show.
I'm going to block Ric Flair for going to see Jim Harbaugh today.
You start with Ric Flair.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with that guy. Get a little good cheer for everybody from the man that works at the package store. Cat Daddy is next.
Big Paul, you looking good and sounding good as always. I want to take this opportunity to take Frankie Valli into Four Seasons and turn this into a little tune for you. Dawn Staley, don't you ever go away. My Gamecocks had a great weekend, although I don't ain't probably ain't
hey,
going
Hey, congratulations
no bowl
on beating Jacksonville State. That was an epic win for the Gamecocks.
I know you was going to poke fun at me. Junior said when you called a fine, but I'm going to poke fun at you about that one. But, man, I'm going to tell you what, that was a two-quart Palmetto Moonshine game, I'll tell you that.
You got the Commodores in here this weekend. You might have a two-game winning streak.
I think we can take on the Commodore, but we can have Clemson Tom come in the store. Of course, every time they win, you know, Clemson Tom got to come in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How about old Dabo running his mouth the other day?
Yeah, he come in and tell me, you going to buy stock in Clemson now? They still alive. We ain't dead and blah, blah, blah.
Were they alive for the Gator Bowl?
I don't think they're going to go to a bowl. I don't think they're going to beat Florida State. And I don't think they're going to beat South Carolina. They got to come
already,
in at Columbia.
They've already lost to Florida State.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, who else they got?
Well, they've got Clemson's got the Gamecocks, and they play North Carolina. Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and the Cox.
Dadgum, Georgia Tech's been showing some sparks.
So they're going to win. They'll definitely beat Georgia Tech.
I don't know. Georgia Tech been showing some sparks here lately.
Yeah, the count on Dabo to get to 6 wins, and I think he'll beat old Mac Brown too. Mac looks like he's packed it in. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Everybody has mentioned this guy at the first hour of the show. Who got mentioned more than anybody else? More than Dallas Turner? More than Nick Saban? J.K. has arrived.
What's up, Feinbaum?
J.K., I don't know how much you've heard today, but you have been mentioned a few times.
I haven't heard much, but I had one of my friends say, man, they just talking about you on the radio. What? I got my prediction wrong. What can they talk about? Listen here, man. J.K., a.k.a. the Bama hater, I'm going to call whether Alabama lose, win, or whether Miami win or lose. I'm a caller, so I'm a call. Here I am. But, Paul, let me tell you something. I'm going to address you. Now, Jerome used to say you was messy and you just started stuff and just for ratings. For once, I got to go with Jerome. You know why? Because when Alabama lost in the second week, you jumped off the Nick Saban bandwagon. You jumped off the Alabama train. And now that they so-called back in the hunt, you back on the bandwagon again. You kiss Mo Nick Saban butt. You so far up his butt, your shoes is in. Hey, Paul. You so far up Nick Saban's butt, your shoes in his back pocket. It don't make sense how you flip-flop. You going to either be Bama ain't good enough or you going to be back on the train. So it seems like now you back on the train. But let me tell the Alabama faithful something. Once again, every team in front of you has to lose for you to get to the playoffs. Please make that clear. Nick Saban don't have to go out and beg the committee again and say they'll be favorites. That didn't get him anywhere last year when he was favored in 2 games and he had 2 losses. Every team in front of Alabama has to lose. I don't care if Alabama wins out, beat Georgia in the SEC championship. The only way they can get there is Texas has 2 losses because Texas owns the head-to-head matchup. Now, unless the playoff committee changed that BS criteria this year, Alabama still won't be in the playoff. They'll be watching it on TV with my Miami Hurricanes. So I like the way Alabama fans are jumping up and down with this premature excitement because it means nothing at this point. They still have to run the table and hope Texas lose 2 games. It's as simple as that. I don't care how much campaigning Nick does. I don't care how much legend comes on here and laughs at his own jokes and invite everybody to the little black cap club because it's not the black hat.
J.K., listen, I want if hold your thought for just a second because we got a call from somebody that wants to talk to you on the air, if that's okay.
I sure it is okay. Hey, man, you're always running your damn mouth. You know that? Always running your damn mouth. Now,
who opened up the witness protection program door?
It don't matter who opened up the damn witness protection for Jerome. The question is, what you still coming out here in the damn world today with this lame-ass still damn skit you had from 2007 when your name was Bama Hater? You hear me? Only thing changed in these damn 17 years. No, let me tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you like I tell a fireball. Shut up. You hear me? Shut your damn mouth. You ain't talking about shit. You hear me? You just get on the damn radio looking like a damn fake-ass Uncle Luke out here running your damn mouth. You hear me? Nobody want to give a damn what you got to say, homeboy. You a Miami Hurricane fan. You need to get on the radio and say something about Miami. You hear me? You get on the radio every day running your damn guns about Alabama. I'm going to tell you from Alabama, damn you chump. You hear me? You down here running your damn mouth.
Let me set you up because you hadn't called a radio show in three years. The last time Alabama won a championship.
I can do what I want to do. Like I told
You've been hiding, whining, crying, and making excuses.
You calling the damn radio show every damn day, running your damn mouth like I told you, sitting on the damn ready phone on the damn TV with a 1,200 damn chain on, looking like a damn fake-ass Uncle Luke like I told you. You need to get on the damn radio and talk about something else. You hear me? Find your another damn team to talk about.
I'm going to talk about that raggedy team, that overrated team in T-Town, and you go back in the winning protection program.
Like I told you, clown, you've been talking about Alabama since 2007. You hear me? Since 2007, we've been whooping ass. What you been doing?
Hey, you've been talking about the last 3 years because they ain't did nothing. In 3 years, they ain't did nothing.
Your team
been
doing? Your team ain't did nothing, man, since doggone George T. snatched the damn ball out of your hand in 1992, and you've been irrelevant ever since. Every damn thing, but you get over here and pop your damn gun. But know what? I'm going to let you have this little bit. You hear me? Now, you ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying a damn thing.
It's bad when a Bama fan have to go back 30-plus years and the Miami won the championship the year before that. Your years have started 3 years ago, and they're going to keep counting.
We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and the star of last Friday's show in Oxford, Squirrel, is next.
I don't know about the star, but I had fun, but we'll get to that in a second. But I really enjoyed Gunny's call a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that was cool.
When these legitimate old guys call in and tell stories, you know, it's really entertaining. And you can tell he actually played football, unlike Jim Thorpe from Tuscaloosa. But and did Jim say he played linebacker?
I thought he said quarterback.
What did he say? Quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm sure he was a playground terror back in them days. And he, you know, was a dual threat. Remember, he was also offered a AAA baseball contract 4 years after he quit the game. And we all know that was a lie. But, no, Friday was really a lot of fun, and I really appreciate all the hospitality. I did not expect to go on the air, and that was kind of – and I appreciate the fact that you kind of threw it on me at the end because it did give me a whole lot of time to be nervous and didn't have a lot of time to think about it. Miss Chloe, is she with you – every day?
Yeah, she's the floor manager at the Friday show and the Saturday show.
She is one of the nicest young ladies I've ever met in my life. And I would adopt her tomorrow if she was available for adoption. And Joe Tessitore was a treat, and Katie George was really sweet. And you missed it, Paul, but the honey baked ham almost took a roll across the grass.
I don't know where I was, but I heard that was pretty good. So tell the audience what happened.
Well, like I said, I was Tessa Poore had me shooing the fly off the ham during the commercial break, and then I stepped out of the pitcher when he went back on site. And then when he summoned me to bring him the ham, you know, I was cutting through a little congested area there, and like I said, made a little stumble, but again, if it was Jim, he'd have fell flat on his face. Like I said, Paul, I'm still nimble at age 65, and quickly recovered, but the ham was round, and that thing, you know, the plate was kind of flimsy, so for a brief second there, it was touch and go, but I recovered. Katie saw it. She actually made a little exclamation and kind of reached out her hand like she was going to try to help me if she could, but like I said, I quickly recovered, bounced up the steps, and delivered the ham on time. You recalled from that ham when Katie pushed it towards you. Do you recall that? I mean,
yeah,
you flinched.
I think it wasn't really the ham that got to me. It was just the fact that Joe Tessitore was eating it with
was
such emotion
down.
And passion.
And
I was starting to get a little bit bothered. I mean, the whole thing was bugging me a little bit.
Yeah, it seemed like it was. I mean, you backed away like a Libyan on that thing. It was kind of amusing. But I really appreciate all the hospitality again. And, you know, I heard your leg humper mention, he keeps mentioning page 54, and to hear him call someone insecure is really funny. But you know, let's admit it. That book come along, what, 10 years ago?
I mean, the book was published in July or August of 2014, so it's 9 years old.
It's been in the bargain bin for a while. I think we can safely say that. I bought one. You know, I've got it right here by my shelf. But I got to think a live appearance trumps page 54.
Yeah,
thanks for taking my call.
Aloha. Thank you. In the history of the show, there are just a handful of people who have ever appeared live. Tammy and Charles from Real Town, I believe, did down in Auburn. I can't remember if I-Man did or not, but I don't think anyone else. Larry has been on our set. Were you on our show, Larry, in Atlanta that time?
You what?
Were you on the actual show, or were you just behind the scenes when we showed you and, remember you and Rick, Rich, I think, in Atlanta?
Yeah. I'm going to be in Atlanta this year.
I didn't mean to throw you a curveball there, Larry. I was just...
Yeah, you did. Why? Trying to make a dummy out of me.
What's the expression, Randy? Like 10 sheets to the wind or whatever it is?
Three sheets to the wind.
You could be 10.
I've had to change 3 sheets when I've been with a woman.
What was that?
I've had to change 3 sheets when I've been with a hot chick.
And Larry, do you have any recollection of that in your today?
Yeah, I have a recollection. I didn't get to stay on long because the guy pissed me off really bad, Paul.
What happened?
But I want to come and thank Jerome for his call. And I want to say this, that Jerome is back, and he's going to be number one caller of the year. And I'm going to be number two. What about that, Jack?
Well, that is fantastic, Larry.
What?
I said, that is fantastic. Listen, Larry, I don't like to give advice long distance, but take a break with the bruise, okay?
You don't worry about me, Jack. You just wish you was with me. Me and you be rolling, baby. We'd be knocking them down. Woo!
We'll be right back on the Monday night show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.